For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host. Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy, which is powered by Magic Mind. I'm going to be telling you about Magic Mind, my favorite drink in the morning alongside my black coffee. Stay tuned for that. I want to do a short episode with you today on the topic of non-binary and just share with you some of my musings, kind of how my mind works when I let it just go out into the universe and collect information and bring it back in to share with you once I've considered it. And when I think about people who identify as non-binary, my sibling, Maria, is one of those individuals. I think about human species 2.0. And what I mean by that is I've defined myself as a female, as a woman. That's always been congruent. Yet I also know that when I transition into non-physical, I'm not going to be male or female. It's just my energy. And spirits don't recognize each other as male or female. They recognize each other by energy. And I'm thinking in that way, people who identify as non-binary are really on to something that speaks to a deeper spiritual truth that we are more than our gender. That's actually just a term that we use in a human body to identify and differentiate from each other in a way to categorize and file people away, as our mind, our human mind, likes to do. That he, she, they are tall, short, black, white, brown, small, large, educated, not educated. It's endless, the parameters that we use to categorize the individuals in our lives and those we see and don't even know on the street to perceive, are we safe? I think at the bottom line, it's like really wanting to feel safe and secure in our world. And I know as I speak with some individuals, not understanding non-binary, what is this about? Why go by they, them? Is this really necessary? And I actually think that it is very necessary. And it speaks to this deeper truth of all of us being more than our gender. And when we transition, that's not going to matter. And I think my non-binary siblings are really onto this higher level consciousness of defining themselves, and that I think we're going to be more about as we evolve. I don't know what humans will look or be like 100, 200 years from now, but I can't help but wonder if gender is something that might not be an identifier as poignantly and as much as it is today. And I really want to encourage you, if you're having a hard time with non-binary, go online and educate yourself. First of all, there's so much education to self-study around pronouns and just being respectful. Terming people as they wish to be, that's our birthright. I love going by she, and my sibling Maria loves going by they. What's the big fucking deal to just call someone as they'd like to be termed and called so that they feel safe in their world, in our world together? And I think it'll be interesting to see how gender continues to emerge and transcend and evolve as the generations go on and on and on. If what the terms will be, what the pronouns will be, how much will they matter? And in case you don't know, that when we transition, that we're known and recognized by our energy. Names, I don't think, even need to be used, because like recognizes like. We just, there's like a recognition, and it's so beyond our human capacity in these bodies, which are beautiful and wondrous. Love your body. I love my body. And at the same time, can sometimes hinder just what's beyond this body, because it is such a dense reality.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
To be in a body. And that's why tools like meditation that I speak about and practice daily really help. It helps me kind of get outside of my body for a few moments and connect. And my favorite part of meditation, it doesn't happen quite every day in the profound sense, but I reach for it to happen, if even for a couple of seconds, is when I feel transcendent. I feel light. I feel kind of like I don't know where I am. Like I lose a sense if my fingers are touching, like I can't even feel that anymore. There's like a lightness, and I release this density for a few moments, and I'm aligning with the universe and with you. And I encourage you to take time to do that for yourself. And in fact, let's take a moment right now, if you can, if not now, later, to close your eyes, put your two fingers together, your pointer finger and your thumb on each hand, just gently. I'm holding my hands up in the air, touch them gently, and then kind of release your awareness there. Look up at the spot between your eyebrows. Let's just breathe in and out. Inhale an awareness of how much bigger, how much more you are than this body. Releasing limitations. Inhaling all more of who you are. Exhaling what you don't know. Inhaling, I know, I am. I am more than this body. Exhaling pain, distress, discomfort. Inhaling connection to broader perspective, the bigger picture of which you are. You are the bigger picture. Say, I am. And breathe in and allow. Allow this exhale to be received in the universe, with all others joined on this episode, on this show. And I send you an intention of well-being and love, and to drop judgments you've had of yourself and others, especially others of the non-binary community, and seek to learn and understand and respect how those of that community wish to be called. It's their birthright too. And with that, I want to end with this amazing offer from Magic Mind, a green herbaceous drink I have every morning mixed with water alongside my black coffee. And as I drink it, I notice feeling relaxed, anxiety melting off of my body, away from my mind. And it's because of the ashwagandha, the ceremonial grade matcha, turmeric, vitamin C, echinacea, the various mushrooms that are nootropics, all for your brain health. And Magic Mind is offering 56% off a monthly subscription as a listener of All Things Therapy, or 20% off a single order. Go to magicmind.co/Lisa. Use code Lisa. It'll be in the show note. And experience with me just feeling your anxiety melt away. It's actually remarkable. And it happened this morning. It happened yesterday morning. I drink it alongside coffee because matcha helps extend the benefits of caffeine in a positive, easy way without jitters. And I have one cup instead of two as a result. All of my love, and I will be with you next week.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness, one conversation at a time.
This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.